conference. Please begin.
Hey, thank you a lot. Hey, I want to address everybody. For everybody that was on the same time e-meeting, somehow we accidentally canceled the e-meeting. We can't get it back up for the call, but the slides are available on Extreme Leverage, and they should be within the calendar invite, the link to that. So if everybody could go there, pull up the slides, we'll go ahead and start here in 2 or 3 minutes. And we have close to 100 people on the call today, either this morning or this afternoon, depending where in the world you are. So I'll give everybody just another 2 minutes to download and open that presentation, and then we'll go ahead and get started. It should be titled Exploiting Tatum, OMP Integration to Close 4Q Business. And if you have any issues finding the slide deck, please send me a same time at John C. Freck, FRECH/Dallas/IBM. And I will get the proper link to you. Hopefully everybody has the slides. We'll go ahead and get started. My name is John Freck. I'm the Director of Worldwide Sales for the Business Automation Unit within Tivoli. Also, I'd like to introduce Chris O'Connor, who is our Vice President of Strategy and Market Management. So, Chris, welcome to your new role. I believe this is the first worldwide sales call maybe you've had in your new job since you started several months ago.
That's correct. Thank you, John.
And I think, Chris, you were in an analyst meeting yesterday, so maybe you can kind of comment on that towards the end of the call to kind of let us know what the analyst community is thinking about our plans moving forward.
Absolutely, and I'll build that into even some of the front discussion.
Okay, thanks a lot. So with that, let's go ahead and go to chart number 2, the agenda. There's 4 main topics we're going to hit today, really opening around enabling business and technology integration, what this means to our selling community. Then Chris will go on to a number of Tatum and OMP integration slides and highlight the business and technical value in each of these scenarios. Towards the end, we've got an integrated set of sales acceleration plays, which are really designed to drive immediate revenue and pipeline into Q1 of next year. And then finally, a call to action and any assistance in closing deals that we may need going into the end of this year. So if we go into the next chart, number 3, Chris, I'll have you address this chart, please.
Very good. So thank you all for having me on the call. Look forward to doing more of these in the future, and I'm excited about my new role. Some of you guys have tapped into me already for doing more expansive or more inclusive sales assistance and sales calls. I remain available to go do those things, a big part of my calendar is in supporting you folks and making what you do successful. So please keep that in mind the entire way through this. To go along with that, or commensurate with that, I was at the Software Group Analyst Conference yesterday and the day before that, and for most of the Tivoli discussions, there was an overriding theme, which the theme is you need to focus on making sure that your customers understand the full value of what exists in the Tivoli portfolio. Now, many of us that have been around Tivoli for a long time, these are great messages to hear from the analysts who maybe 5 or 6 years ago told us that we were missing in capability or value that you should try to provide for Tivoli. And it was actually a missing value statement versus a tell the story completely type of discussion. And today's presentation and discussion is all around, you know, what we think will be the first of many different themes of helping tell the Tivoli story for its full richness of value. So not only do we think that there are contexts that you talk about Tivoli, you know, related to how we instantiate service management, there are sub-themes and there are, you know, buyers at different levels that we think you need to help tell the story to at the same time, and that is indeed part of the focus of today's discussion. If you look at slide number 3, we're quite simply introducing Tivoli Service Management about gaining you the visibility to see the parts of your business that are in need of management and how they're performing, the control mechanisms, the policies, the dashboards, and the enablers to see the relationships and the control to run your business and the automation to actually drive value out of your business at the same time. And you'll see us over time talk to you more and more about these three simple contexts for how all of Tivoli, whether you're doing consolidated operations, whether you're doing process automation in an idle context, whether you're doing governance and security, whether you're doing storage or asset or service provider, service assurance, or other themes, are core notions of how we deliver visibility, control, and automation as the mechanisms for what Tivoli really stands for, what we're all about, our value in the industry, and what we want clients to drive, whether they're doing security software, business service management, or whether they're using a CMDB. This theme cuts across all of those pieces. So we'll visit some more of this, and I'm going to turn the conversation over to John to kind of introduce today's discussion, which is around how we can go about approaching different parts of the service management lifecycle directly with the products that many of our customers already have installed. John?
Okay, well, thank you, Chris. If for everybody on the phone, if you go to chart number 4, and this works best if you're in build mode, there are a number of builds in this chart number 4, but to take this notion around visibility, control, and automation and begin to drill a little bit deeper into the meanings of this, especially for a kind of a business automation seller, a network service provider seller, any of our investment reps, generalist reps, or SMB reps, you really need to understand kind of three core questions here. What's happening with your infrastructure? How does this relate to the business service that you or your company is trying to deliver? And then what actions do you take to correct these problems? And these three questions really highlight this notion of visibility, control, and automation and make it just a little bit more real. If you hit the enter key and continue with the build, you should see 6 boxes that pop up that, again, begin to drill down into this visibility, control, and automation theme. So what do I really mean about what's happening with the infrastructure? How does it relate to your business service? And what actions do you take to correct these issues? There are 6 kind of critical elements here, and these aren't necessarily things that you need to do in order. You don't necessarily need to do all of these, and you don't necessarily need to do these only with Tivoli technology. If your customer has invested with one of our competitors, boo hiss, but you know they have done that in some cases, sometimes we need to integrate in a couple of these portions and surround it with Tivoli technology around the other themes that we have here. So I want to make that kind of important point before I get started. But really, infrastructure events. This is any event or fault from any source. So anything to do with is your operating system up or down, your server up or down, your network up or down, your storage subsystems, any type of infrastructure type of thing. And this is really, you know, Tivoli's core business over the years and where we have been traditionally very strong at. The second thing is around the end-user experience, and there's a couple ways you can measure this. One, an input from a service desk is a feed to get an if you're getting trouble tickets racking up on a specific application, that's an indication of an end-user experience. And again, with our Maximo Service Request Manager, we are very strong in the marketplace there. But the biggest bang here is automating this end-user experience through either response time or response time and tracking type of tools that we have in our IT CAM portfolio. So being able to correlate the infrastructure events with how the end-user perceives things are very critical. You could have all of your infrastructure monitors saying the world is fine, your server's up, your network is up, your database is up, your storage is up, but the end user may not be able to use the application or the service that he or she may desire. So understanding the differences between those two and the relationships between those two different viewpoints is highly critical. And then the third thing, which is going to be the primary focus of this call today, is around dependencies, understanding the relationships of every particular item within the infrastructure and within the business service and what's dependent upon one thing to happen before the next thing. Highly critical. And again, we'll spend quite a bit more time there. But as we go off into the next couple boxes on chart number four, business metrics, being able to understand the business supporting data and the key performance indicators is highly critical, whether it's IT types of information such as incident or transactional type of information, or calling records, billing data, process dependencies, risk and revenue analysis data, being able to link all of that business metrics into your IT data can really help a IT executive in an IT department be able to correlate what's important and the priority of things to begin to working on. And then the fifth thing is around this notion of visibility. How can I visualize what's going on in my entire service infrastructure and be able to provide a dashboard that's in context for the particular type of user that's needing to access that data? And then finally, what corrective actions do we take, whether it's pushing out a patch, whether it's deploying a new server, whether it's recycling a database or an application. But the notion of all six of these items linked together are highly critical. So with that, we'd really like to be able to begin drilling down around this notion of dependencies and how we link in TATM to the operational management products that we have there. So Chris, at this point, I'll go ahead and turn it over back to you.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. So as John's articulated, we're going to take you down a context of how we should be looking for some direct linkage of being able to progress our customers down the path of service management. And you'll hear more of this discussion as we go forward, but we do believe service management is a progression, and we believe that you've got customers that already should understand that they are on that path and that there are simple steps that they can take to move further towards more holistic service management, and they don't have to do a big bang to be able to get there. And in this discussion today, we're going to show you a couple of those techniques, and we'll be back later on to talk about a few more of them. And this is an area in particular around the notion of discovery combined with products that in many likelihood our customers already have or are thinking about having, that builds a really nice discussion that says you can be adding value to your existing infrastructure, whether that's with your eventing or your business service management or your provisioning or your monitoring infrastructure, and also starting to organize your data in such a way that you're ready for process automation and more process automation-based controls as you go forward. This is a key transitional discussion that we want to make sure you're having with clients, as well as talking to them about where they may want to be over the richness of time with service management context depending on where they are. And so as you judge your clients and where they are in their own maturity, you can talk to them about multiple different steps along the way. I'm going to go ahead and move us to slide number six and talk to you about some of what the three key benefits are that we provide with TATM. At its most basic level, whether the customer is doing monitoring, whether the customer is doing event management or provisioning or trying to do license management or looking to gain some ability in their environment, TATM provides you the ability to understand what they have. We were at a bank down in the southeast part of the United States just this past week. They ran the most basic discovery capabilities of TATM and found several hundred servers that they were not managing in the way that they expected to be able to manage, and they were able to do, you know, a direct compliance remuneration against that once they understood what they had via some of the capabilities that are there. The product has been enhanced. It has both agentless and credential-free discovery, as well as some of the credential-oriented discovering that it previously did as a part of its original acquisition, which is now coming up on 2 years old. So the product has been through four generations of technology turn. It's better. It has more capability. It's broader. It can be tuned down to go up against some of these NAT competitors that are out there with appliances and basic simple discovery, and it can be tuned up to go after rich credential-oriented discovery that loads things such as CMDBs and discovery databases. And so the product is basically there to tell you what you have and where it is in your environment. It lets you learn in its full richness of how it's configured. So how are your security values set up on your operating systems? How are your web application servers set up? How are your web application components set up? Is a second major value that it articulates on slide number 7. So there are different use cases. Just the understand what they have is one use case. Understand how it's configured and how those are changing is a second use case. And depending on what your client needs, either one of those may gravitate or be galvanizing for them in terms of helping a system with doing basic things like provisioning and monitoring and event management and license management and compliance that they're trying to do inside of their infrastructure. The third part of it is it helps determine if your devices are compliant. Is it configured the way I expect it to be configured? So using the SATM facilities, once you've found the device, you can quickly compare it to your golden master. You can determine whether it has policy violations. And you can start to create alerts and events that are configuration violation oriented. Many of our customers and clients today have traditionally done fault management by finding when something's wrong and something's broke. This is proactive. This is a policy violation that indicates that you could have a problem coming in the future or that you have a policy that is out of compliance that might mean you have a security capability violation or you have an actual security violation at the same time. The three basic capabilities you should all think about with discovery. It lets you find what you have. It lets you see how it's configured and lets you determine if it's configured the way you want it to be or if it's compliant. So these are all three basic values. You should think about those when you talk about it and when you're talking to customers about whether they're doing simple systems management basic capabilities or whether they're building towards service management and they ask you, how do I get started because I don't have the capability to do a rip and replace of maybe other things I have, or I don't have the ability to do this in a big project all at once, you tell them, well, let me get you started. We're going to start to find your infrastructure and align it in a data model that lets you see how it's configured and if it's compliant to the way you expect it to be configured. We can do other use cases for service management afterwards, but let's get started here is one of the key messages we want you to see. And when you say how to get started, as you look at slide number 9, you've got really a multitude of different ways you can take these three values of understanding what they have, how it's configured, and if it's configured the way you want it to be, and combine that with ITM, with TDWB, with TBSM, with ITM, ITNM, and TPM. So there are a variety of different ways articulated on slide number 9 that all will give you plays to start in, and you'll find that many of your customers and clients actually have these capabilities. They might even have a competitive product, God forbid, to ITM someplace in their system, but you can still add the discovery capability as a find what they have and see if they're actually managing it as a valuable discussion whether ITM is there or not. And the same is true for the other products that are down there also. So this is a concept we want you to get. We're now going to go through each of these, and we're going to talk about them in a little bit of detail. Let me pause right here and see if John's got anything he wants to add.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Yeah, I think, the one thing that all of the IBM sellers and all of our partners on the phone this morning, they've heard us spend a lot of time and energy over the last, really, 2 years around discovery to feed a CMDB and then to feed our process management strategy. And while we are not changing our emphasis around that particular notion at all, I think one thing that we have really missed as a collective team is just these basic TATM and OMP integrations that Chris has outlined on chart number 9. So I don't want to signal to the team that we're changing anything that we've told you the last 2 years. I just really feel we need to start emphasizing some of the basic things and those three key benefits that Chris just outlined. So I guess at this point, Chris, it's time to dive a little bit deeper into these.
Thank you. And on John's comments, I think that's exactly correct. You will have clients that will want to have a holistic service management discussion with you, and we entertain that and should go after that with gusto. You will also have clients that will say, how do I get started? And this discussion is an excellent way to talk to clients about getting started. You will also have clients that will say, I'm just looking to complete my understanding of how I do business service management or provisioning or monitoring or event management, and you should think about discovery as a value to them also. So it's another way to look at the client's needs and offer them solutions that we're trying to talk to you about today. Let's go right into slide number 11, monitoring event enrichment. It's a simple discussion. You're monitoring your environment. You have ITM out there. Do all of you know we have 5,000 unique monitoring customers in the environment today? So you got a lot of ITM out there. It could be ITM version 6, could be ITM version 5, right? But you can go out there and you can go and start to enrich their events that are coming out of the monitoring environment today. So you can go out and you can start to understand what events are coming out of their system. You can go look at whether they are indeed monitoring everything that's there. You can go and launch in context over to the ITM portfolio, and you can go and compare what's in the managed systems list with the products that are actually in the infrastructure, and you can determine, did I find stuff that you're not monitoring today? Are there relationships when you have events that you can better discern by understanding what happened and what changed with TATM's ability to show you change management? Oftentimes, when people are monitoring their infrastructure, they have events come out of it, and the events come up, and everybody gets herded in a room to then go solve the problem. So the network guys, the application guys, the domain name server guys, the server management team, the database guys all get herded in a room, and they all like to tell the guy, not me. If you tell this story to a client, usually they smile. And what TATM brings to this equation is it gives you the ability to pull up around that server or around that event what were the most recent changes that took place. And you can start to look at it. You can even go do a pointed discovery that says, all right, we got an event coming out of this group of servers. Let's go do a discovery on those servers very quickly and compare it to the last time we did discovery and ask ourselves what changed. And typically, as the statistics would show and as Gartner and most of the analysts would show, what changed is usually about 85% usually the root cause of the problem. And so you've got a very effective discussion to have around operational efficiency of using TATM combined with your event infrastructure and with your monitoring infrastructure at the same time. So that's really what's articulated on slides 11 and 12, right? And what do you need to make this value happen? You're typically using ITM and maybe Tech or Omnibus together, and you need TATM to go along with it. You don't need the CCMDB. You just need TATM to go along with it to get this value and be able to articulate those pieces. And if a customer asks you, well, so how does this help me get to service management later, you can say, all your data that's in TATM is already aligned to the data model that we use further up the service management stack, so you're actually getting ready for service management by doing this operational efficiency around monitoring today. So that's the simple play around monitoring and around some of those capabilities that are there. Let's go to the second play, slide 14, and talk about integration with TDWB. So the basic business challenge here is customers would like to know what systems are available and what the workload is and where the systems are when you go and look at where the jobs are and where they are up and running. So the value of this integration with TATM is an operational efficiency discussion. So the TDWB users can now make their scheduling decisions based on the available data that you get out of TATM on where the actual system resources are, so the discovered resources are. They can look at pools of systems, and they can see how they've changed. And they can make better scheduling affecting decisions based off of the knowledge that they have in terms of discovery. So there's actually some mechanisms similar to what we just talked about with monitoring to be able to export and import resources back and forth, so that as you do discovery, you can actually automate the processes and you can actually exchange some of the information at the same time. So go out and look at this environment. look at the value of discovery and what it brings in terms of automation, and look at what it adds in terms of capabilities. What do you need? You need TATM, and you need TDWB in terms of these capabilities coming together. Do I need to sell them the CCMDB and the process managers to do this? No, I don't. You need to sell them on TATM performs the discovery. It performs the discoveries that are important in context of TDWB. You now have a list of hosts with scheduled jobs already that you've articulated in the TDWB product, and you can correlate these together, and you can use the TATM-based discovered resources to go along with that at the same time. So this is another effective way of being able to combine TATM with TDWB and be able to effectively manage that infrastructure and where you go. So again, what do you need? You need basically to talk to them about the value of discovery, which is TATM, with TDWB at the same time. And again, the same process management upsell happens also, which is you're also aligning people's data and their data model to talk to them about whether they want to up-level their TATM to be their CCMDB or whether they want to do service management off of that base array. So it's a great seeding strategy at the same time. As I move along to slide 17, and I look at the capabilities that are here with TATM and TBSM, we all know that the bane or the holdback on business service management for many years has been the need to manually load the service relationships or the IT relationships to the service into the system and keep them manually updated. We've got excellent integration with TATM and TBSM. We've got customers that are using this today that are driving examples the same way that they are with ITM that are showing that you can go out and do discovery, you can find the relationships in the system that TATM finds, and you can then use that as a mechanism to import that into TBSM repeatedly to keep your business services pegged or aligned with the underlying infrastructure. A lot of value here. A lot of value in terms of the accuracy of your business service management, a lot of value in terms of your mean time to value of repair and realization of the services. You get accurate and very comprehensive cross-tier service the visibility at the same time. And you've got the ability, as need be, when you're using that business service management dashboard to diagnose a problem, to go right into the change details around a certain set of business services and look at what's actually happening at the infrastructure underneath of it and be able to look at the services that exist at the same time. What do you need? You need TATM and you need TBSM. Do I need to buy a CCMDB to make this work? I don't. You need TATM and you need TBSM to make this work, and you talk to the customer in terms of we can discover your infrastructure and you can align it to your business services and you can deliver a service management dashboard to your business owners or to your IT executive owners that allows them then to see an alignment between how the business services they're getting measured to are related to the operational infrastructure and their relationships. And we know that it's accurate and we know that it's updated at regular frequent intervals in terms of being able to use the product. So there's a lot of value here. We see a lot of combinational excellence here in terms of the way this works. And we have examples around the world where this is a strong proposition for our clients today, and we're seeing a resurgence of business service management combined with TATM as a very strong way to do consolidated operations inside of your infrastructure that your clients have today.
Hey, Chris, maybe I can mention kind of a real-world example. I was out on a sales call yesterday with a rep and an SE, and it was a large bank here in the United States, and they had deployed TATM. They're in the process of finishing out their TBSM deployment, but large monitoring customers. And we walked into their operations center, and I think most of us have seen those where you have the giant TV screens on the wall. It looks like mission control at NASA. And I started laughing, and the senior vice president of the company said, "What's funny?" And I go, "Well, I just now understood your ROI for deploying Tivoli." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "Look at all the empty chairs. You've got seating for 70 people. There are three people in the room running your entire bank's business." And he looked at me and just, "That's right." And the three people that were in there were watching the CNN news feed, not paying attention to the screen. So these automated solutions, when things are really going well, can really take a lot of cost out of the business. And it was just enlightening how far we've come in this automation context.
That's a great example. And I also was doing some work with the folks at an insurance company up in Connecticut. Al Zala was just up there, and they brought up their business service dashboard, and they've got their CADM data loading into that successfully, and they showed Al their business, their new PBSM 4.1 business service dashboard with CADM data feeding into that. Great example.
Yeah, thank you. I'll let you go on, Chris.
Oh, great. Thank you, John. Let's go over to slide number 23 and talk about a few other areas in terms of network changes and network challenges. Very similar to the monitoring value proposition of being able to understand what you've discovered and what you have. Using CADM in combination with IBM Tivoli Network Manager, this is the Precision product from Micromuse with its new name, for those of you that might say, what's that? And that is a very, this combination of CADM with that product gives you the ability to identify changes as they relate to network resources. So people that are building topology maps and building deep network infrastructure understanding and network control mechanisms with ITNM have the ability to now correlate their network resources and network faults with their CADM details by being able to cross-launch and be able to cross-understand what application mapping is associated with the overlying or the underlying network resources at the same time. So there's the ability to launch in context from CADM to be able to see the events on the network management devices when you identify that you have a change violation in CADM. Or there's the ability from ITNM when you're looking at a network fault or a network outage to be able to see what application infrastructure on top of me is now affected, so I better know how to triage and put in priority this problem. Why do we have these different linkages? Well, you've got different buyers, and we know in many different environments that the monitoring team is a systems operations team. The business service management team might be a different crew of folks. And the network management control guys might be yet another different budget and line of business control depending on the size of it. In some of your medium and smaller businesses, you can tell all these stories together at once. In some of your larger businesses, we all know these are middle management and larger organizations that are focused on network systems operation and business service delivery or SLA delivery as different parts of the organization. And so you have multiple entry points to use with CADM. With these products, using CADM with ITNM is just yet another excellent, simple example of how discovery of your resources and your systems and servers can be used in context with existing values that we see clients doing, like network management, inside of their infrastructure today. This is available today. The context of how to go do this is available. When you discover the ITNM data, you can pull that into CADM, so it even becomes an operational part of CADM's data model. And remember, when I made data a part of CADM's data model, I've also made it a part of my upsell strategy to service management and the CMDB as a second step I can have at the same time. One of the strongest points that we have inside of our portfolio is the fact that when we do discovery, that data is organized already in the same data model as our CMDB, and it enables us to have progressive discussions about adding value to what you're doing today, like network management, BSM, ITM, and also progressing the customer to service management at the same time. And that's a very powerful story that we think is unique in our capabilities to go be able to tell that, and you'll see us helping you learn how to tell that more and more as time goes on. And this is one of the first steps we want to see. So once you bring the data into CADM's database, you can use it as a part of the application maps. ITNM users can launch in context to CADM to be able to see change history around servers and devices and run comparison reports and configurations. And CADM users can launch in context to ITNM to be able to see the events. What do you need to put this together? All you need is CADM. You need ITNM to be able to make this happen. Let's move on to another part of the portfolio on the discussion. Very similar to the way that business service management has a cost of ownership, which implies understanding the relationships, and CADM dramatically eases that. On slide number 26, TPM and CADM combined together add yet another combination powerful punch to the portfolio, which is being able to discover the relationships and be able to use them in context of how you do provisioning at the same time. Very, very similar to business service management, you've got the ability to pull deep configuration details and cross-application maps into TPM and its data model, and you've got the ability for TPM's discovered inventory to be loaded into TATM and then combined upwards to a CCMDB or service management value at the same time. But if you're just in there talking about provisioning, this is a very powerful capability to be able to talk to people about how we know what we provision is accurate, because we do discovery as a part of the provisioning process. So how would somebody use this? Typically, somebody that's getting ready to do change tees up what systems that they want to administer the changes to, and the changes could be application redeployment down to something simple like applying patches. You might go out and, in today's world, go manually check those boxes to make sure that they are indeed really the same boxes you want to go do the change to, and you might even set up relationships in terms of how you want the changes to be administered so that you have orderly progression of the changes throughout your system. And so you might need to know the relationships of how the databases and the servers and the applications all relate to each other so that you can guarantee your uptime of the application while you change it at the same time as delivery of the change. So when you use TATM in context with the provisioning management product, you have the relationships automatically discovered for you. You have the accurate relationships automatically discovered for you, and you can, because of TATM's ability not only to discover the entire environment, but discover portions of the environment or a pointed set of servers, you can go do a direct discovery right up to the point that you do the change to make sure that you are indeed guaranteeing the accuracy of the configuration you're about to change. And this is extremely powerful capability to talk about in conjunction with provisioning. And if you've got customers that are doing provisioning inside the IBM system already using TPM, this is an excellent capability to be able to apply with it at the same point in time. And so we think this is a very powerful capability around provisioning. And it further extends the portfolio value and the reach, and allows you also to continue down the path of talking to the customer about how when they did this, they just took two steps further in progressing down service management value. And it means that they have made steps forward in terms of being more accurate, more compliant, and more sure of their decisions, all of which IDLE espouses as the values that you want to be doing when you're doing change and provisioning and other types of solutions. So these are available now. What do you need to go do this? Again, the same type of thing is you need to be able to bring this together, and you need to be able to show TPM, ITM, TBSM, all with TATM working today, and we can bring these values to you and talk about them. John, let me turn it over to you, and perhaps you want to take the customers through, the sales folks on the phone here and the partners through the example at TIA Cref.
Yeah, I'll be happy to. And I think the next slide was actually that we do have a new version of TATM shipping here in December, I believe, version 7.1. But everything that, Chris, that you've highlighted so far is available today. Some of the new things we get in 7.1 is even greater interoperability between Service Request Manager, our Maximo Asset Management for IT product, enhanced user experience and scalability, better sensors, and greater ability to develop new sensors, and kind of controlling security to adapt to our customers' needs, and again, improving visualizations of the dependencies for very large enterprises. And on slide 27, we've got a number of other resources to get a little more specific data, but as I mentioned, everything that we've gone through is available today. It is highly valuable in each one of these scenarios that Chris has outlined to the team and to our partners, whether you're within IBM or one of our business partners on the phone today. So here's a proof point. If we go to chart number 28 with TIAA Cref, and they're a financial services firm based in the United States. And just a little bit of background, they're a pretty large entity with four data centers, over 3,000 servers, 13,000 users, also have mainframe. They have an existing environment around monitoring tech, Tivoli Configuration Manager, Tivoli Remote Control, a Megamon on the mainframe, as well as some of our storage offerings. they had already chosen a third-party service desk prior to when we acquired MRO. So a couple decision factors. They loved how open we are, the ability to execute by strong participation from our labs, and I think we all agree, our labs are always out in the field with us, helping our sellers and our technical folks and partners out. Just the ability to do a proof of concept to prove function scalability and stability around this. And we were also able to link in and drive additional product purchases for $2.5 million around service line, Tivoli SLA, TBSM, as well as TBSM on Z. And so this is an example of a customer that had our OMP products already that went ahead and picked up TADM to drive an even larger sale. So if you go to chart number 29, these are some of the benefits that this customer received. They applied it to their most mission-critical applications, over 500 servers deployed to date. They're rolling this out through the remainder of their enterprise. It has absolutely led the sales team to larger deals and integration into other products and brought to the sales team follow-on sales opportunities. You see a couple bullets that we have listed here. And this customer is doing references and helping us with their analyst briefings. So if we need to go prove to a customer the value of this, this is just one example we have. And we have over 150 customers with TADM in the marketplace today. So, Chris, any other comments on the kind of the reference section?
I think that's excellent. And we are seeing customers use TADM in very creative ways to drive new compliance and new scenarios that they were unable to deliver previously to their clients. This is one example. And there are others in the system that we want to make sure that you guys focus on. We also want to make sure that everybody remembers that TADM is a stealth play to introduce our service management package to our clients at the same time, right? So we have a lot of ways to talk to them about adding TADM as value to their current environment. And when you do that and you buy TADM, remember, the customer is entitled to upgrade to the CCMDB and have a CCMDB discussion when they're ready for it. And the key thing is you've got to decide when you're ready for it and whether you want to talk about the value progression around the OMPs or whether they're ready to have a discussion around service management today. And so this is a great example of somebody that's in that transition. They're getting a lot of value out of the OMPs. And this is something we want all of you to focus on. I also understand that we've got a set of business partners with us on the phone, and if you're looking for the deck, please make sure you get with Rick Scanron and get that deck from him also at the same time. John, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, I'm going to go through this next chart, the remainder of the deck, pretty quickly. I want to leave a good 10 to 15 minutes for Q&A here. If you go to chart number 31, so what do we do in the remainder of fourth quarter to get ready? There's three key sales plays that we have a link to right here. All this information is posted. And so the most important thing is to sell TADM with your operational management products. And we have lists of all of the all of our install base that we have around these kind of four key products that Chris mentioned. For everybody that's in the Americas team, Carl Valentino's service management team will be contacting anybody that has a OMP play in Siebel for Q4, and we're going to attempt to attach TADM to that. So you will see some immediate activity right after this call for those of you in the Americas. For those of you who may be in EMEA, we'll have those lists complete and probably out to you by Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So expect that to come from either, if you're in Northeast, from Jürgen Krog, or in the Southwest, from Domenico Ragusao. So this is just an excellent opportunity to quickly drive revenue. Also, I want to comment on our ITM 6.1 upsell play. We have generated $117 million in pipeline in the first 6 weeks of Q4. So for those of you on the phone, thank you. That's a huge number that we have out there. and TADM can only enhance this $117 million. In the business automation space in Q4, we've got over $1 billion in pipeline for this quarter alone. So the business is large, the opportunities are broad and deep, and by attaching TADM can only enrich your customers' value they receive, and for our sellers and partners can only help you in your pocketbooks for any end-of-year spending you may want to do for yourself or your family. And then finally, we have a play out here around business service management that we call BSM Foundation. And this is linking some of our best offerings in a combined package. We just launched this a couple weeks ago with Al Zoller and Bob Greenberg on a call around the Green Data Center and around some test center automation scenarios. But business service management is really kind of at the forefront of the marketplace and our customers' minds today. And we absolutely have a killer product. And so TADM and TBSM41 and Impact and our event correlation offerings, really just killer technologies in this. So these three plays are things that all of us can do at the close of this call to go grab some additional spend from our customers today. So with that, if you go to chart number two, here's a couple quick calls to action. Understand your target customers. Customize your presentation to match immediate customer needs. If you need help with that, contact me, contact Carl Valentino, contact anybody on the enablement team. If you're in Europe, then contact either myself or Jürgen Krog in Northeast or Domenico Ragusteo in the Southwest. Your technical sellers are already ready to prove out the business case for these products. We have this in our Tivoli integrated demo environment, Tide. And if you have used Tide, it is a fantastic demo environment, and we quickly get sales out of that. We started Tide and based it in Germany. At the time we started Tide, Germany was having some kind of tough times for Tivoli selling. They are our number one performing country in Tivoli today. And so I think Tide, really reflects how it can drive business. So please use it no matter where you reside. And then understand our roadmaps as we build into the 2008 pipeline. There are a number of other, it's the remaining slide deck, more resources, more links for you to do that. But operator, at this time, I'd like to maybe open it up for Q&A. And then while the questions are getting queued up, maybe Chris will have a closing comment.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signals to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 for questions, and we'll pause for just a moment.
So I want to thank everybody for joining while you guys swamp us with your question list. And I think this is a very valuable discussion to talk about in terms of sales progression and how we progress deals. And recognition that we need to think about that progression is a key part of what you'll see us focused on inside of the strategy team. And this allows us to talk in at multiple different value points and levels that we think we can deliver, being Tivoli, put them in the client's terms in terms of current problems, and then enable them to receive other offers for assistance and further value from a Tivoli package by being able to build other value in service management and context on top of it. So we're excited about this. The analysts were very bullish on this, by the way, and they pretty much told us they thought we were not telling the story as well as our capabilities should be able to out there to our clients. So I think we've got an opportunity here, and I think you'll find the system generally supportive of it. So let's see what questions we've got, John.
Hey, I got a question over same time, so I'll go ahead and start with this one, and then operator will go to the phone. But it comes from Greg Ingram. He's one of our business partner coverage SSRs, and he's asking about what about the value of TADM in relation to System P and AIX, and that's a great question. It absolutely helps our hardware colleagues understand the systems that are out there and how you relate it to either IBM Director, which is a very similar value proposition to maybe the ITM things that Chris highlighted. And with that point here, early next year, we will be shipping a product called AIX Management Edition that will have ITM, TATM, and ITUAM bundled together with the operating system. So, Greg, we will absolutely have an offering that very simply is on our hardware colleagues, configurators, to drive exactly that. So, operator, are there any questions on the phone at this point?
Yes, we do have a question from Jeff Stoddard.
Hey, John. Jeff Stoddard. How are you doing?
Great. How are you, Jeff?
Good. Hey, I've actually got a couple of questions. I hope you'll indulge me. First of all, we've got a couple of deals down here that we're working. One is against a competitor, and wondering what kind of help we can get. This is a this year, both are this year deals. We need some help structuring that and also need some help addressing the competition. Is there a resource that we could get to help us on this? And
yeah, I think Donna Boland should be your rep for that, and she's got kind of broad coverage in the western U.S. So if the customer's outside of that, just send me a quick note, and I will get you the exact rep. But I think Donna might be best there.
Okay. And then another question. In terms of HPN&M, how does that interact with the TATM data model?
So the question is about HP, is that correct?
Correct.
So today our out-of-the-box integration, or the integration that is standard with it, is with Tivoli's ITNM. Can do a integration to write an adapter, and this would be customization, to be able to do a similar value with HP. We have not productized that yet, so that would be something that we would have to help you describe. If you've got a deal that's dependent on that, particularly this quarter, let us know. We can help get some technical resource to describe that, but that would be a customization that we would have to go do in terms of swapping their data model with them. I don't believe we have the same out-of-the-box capability as we do with ITNM today.
Okay, great. Final thing, just a comment. We used TIAA as a reference for one of our customers for TATM, and they are excellent. They did a great job. We actually ended up winning that deal, and that certainly helped. So just a plug for that.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. That's good to know.
Thank you.
And our next question will come from Pradeep Nambiar.
Hello. This question is regarding TATM and CCMDB. I've heard in this presentation that CCMDB is not required. So what is this TATM and CCMDB synonymous, or includes some CCMDB? How does it relate to the actual CCMDB product?
So let's talk about that at a component level of how we've actually built them, if that makes sense.
Yes, okay.
So when you buy TATM, you get the ability to discover resources, and you get the ability to load those discovered resources into a database in a consistent format that we think of as a data model. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. That database and that format is exactly the same as the database and format we use with our CCMDB product. So you effectively are loading the data model for the CCMDB when you buy TATM. And we've done that on purpose. What we find is some people want to have a discussion about using a CCMDB, and they want to have a discussion around extra values like a change management process that comes with our CCMDB, or a reconciliation set of capabilities, or some of the process workflow capabilities that come with it as the way that you want to talk about selling them the CCMDB. And we have other clients that you want to talk to them about the value of discovery. The two products are very closely aligned, and if you actually look in the box, the values for both products are actually there. But you're having a discussion about how you sell it. And what we think that we want to make sure you emphasize is selling this both ways, talking to clients about the CMDB or the CCMDB from Tivoli, and also talking to them about TATM as a discovery tool, depending on their needs. And we want to make sure you approach it both ways. But the technology under it is the same. The data model is the same. And if you go by the CCMDB and you run discovery, it is the TATM processes that are in there running at that same point in time. Some of the differences include some of the capabilities to run change and configuration managers and those types of items that are there. But we have made it extremely easy for our customers to continue to open up the TATM box and use those capabilities. I don't know if anybody has anything else they want to add to that, but hopefully that makes you have clarity of the fact that we've aligned the data models, we've aligned the discovery processes, and we indeed are actually doing them all with the same capabilities.
Okay, thank you. So so somebody who has a TATM in their environment, if they want to move towards the real CCMDB product, so that can be easily migrated?
It is essentially the same thing.
What I would tell a customer is you actually don't migrate. You start to leverage the change and the process management facilities directly on top of the data you've already collected with TATM. There's not a migration.
Yeah, it is. Chris has nailed it. It is. You get additional function, but the discovery and that stuff is exactly the same.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good question.
This is a key point to drive, though, also, which is you don't have to migrate data. And there are not all the vendors are saying that as clearly as what we've just said. You don't need to migrate the data. Right, the data is already aligned to be used by our process management extensions up at the service management layer.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit to going with us, too. I mean, it is a seamless, integrated, you know, offering.
Other questions?
And just as a reminder to star one to ask a question, we do have a follow-up question from Jeff Stoddard.
Jeff?
Mr. Stoddard, your line is open. Please go ahead.
We may have lost Jeff. Jeff, if you can hear us or if you're on mute, feel free to email me.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. What I was saying is that was an extremely important question, and we've took down BMC and got rid of Remedy in an environment because CCMDB is one product. BMC requires three different products to provide the same functionality that TATM does with the CCMDB model. And that was absolutely a death blow to BMC and the customer that we were selling to. So it's really a very, very important selling point when you go out there and you're selling that product. So just wanted to emphasize that.
No, thank you, Jeff. That's a super comment. And for those of you who don't know, Jeff is one of our business partners based in the Americas. So I appreciate your comment there. Well, operator, if there's no further questions.
There are no further questions at this time, sir.
We will close this call. I thank you, the 100 or so of you that were on this call, for participating. Chris, I thank you for taking the time. And we are now in the middle of Q4. It is time to absolutely execute and take action and take the themes and the concepts that Chris outlined here this morning or this afternoon, depending where you are, and drive them into your customer set. And I think we will all be rewarded with additional sales, and our customers will be rewarded with quite a bit of value.
Thank you, and that does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for your participation, and have a great day.